Manchester Cathedral with James.
How you doing?
How are you?
I'm good, very good.
Good, yeah, nice to see you again. Same. I didn't think I'd be seeing you this soon in Manchester.
I've got to stop meeting like this.
Well, you clearly love the city enough to keep coming back. You can't stay away.
I like Manchester's, it's like, it's big like London, but it's a bit friendlier and it's a bit more sort of down to earth, I think.
And how do you feel to be here in a cathedral, which is slightly different to what you normally used to?
It's an amazing cathedral. I've been looking around it all day. Just like, wow, it's amazing. I think the guy said it was built in 11 AD. I haven't played in a church or cathedral this big before, so...
I want to talk to you about your tour. Mm-hmm. Your tour is coming up. Are you back in Manchester next month?
Yeah, I think so. Manchester Apollo I'm doing, mm-hmm. I think. Yeah, it's nearly sold out. So if you want to get some tickets, make sure you buy. So I think there's like 158 left. So it's going well. Gigging's the main thing that I enjoy, really. It's like why I put up with all the other stuff, because of the live music. Is where I started out, really. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm always excited to be on tour.
And being here in a cathedral, it's kind of an intimate gig with your fans tonight. Yeah. Do you prefer these opportunities, or do you prefer the big festivals, arena gigs?
I think both are quite important, because if you do big gigs all the time, you kind of lose the personal kind of touch to the songs a little bit. Whereas if you do gigs like this, they just remind you of that in a really nice way. Like I did a gig for Stand Up To Cancer the other week in Union Chapel in London. And I was really nervous before I did it. But then after I did it, it was quite easy, really, because it was just me on my own and I could talk about the songs. And it just gives people, makes it, humanises the artist a little bit. And I think that's always good, especially nowadays when everyone's trying to be an unsort of touchable sort of force of like music maker. I think it's good to remind yourself that you're still just a human being. And I think that's what these gigs are good for, really. It's just sort of bringing you back down to earth.
Your new album is very much down to earth.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it was for me. It's not too, it's not like preaching or anything. Yeah, it was quite a spiritual journey for me as an artist. Yeah, I mean, hopefully when people listen to the songs, they get that as well when they listen to them. But it's subtle. I haven't figured everything out yet. So it was a spiritual album for me, definitely.
Your first album was so successful. How does this album compare to the success? Are you pleased? How's it gone, sort of on the James Morrison scale?
I think, I mean, nowadays it's really tough. I mean, because there's so many artists being released and the release dates come in so quick now. And it's almost like it's a fast food sort of... The consumerism of the music is a bit like fast food in the way that people just download what they want and then move on, and everything kind of shifts very quickly. So I've definitely felt that this time, but at the same time, like I say, live is where I've always wanted to sort of put my efforts in, really, more than anything else. So the fact that I'm still selling my gigs out is amazing, actually, because there's a lot of people who are doing really well in the charts, but they're not selling gig tickets, and I'd rather be doing well live.
You were saying, you know, a lot of people starting out now in the music business, Ed Sheeran and James Bay are very much like you. What do you think about the boys?
You know, it's a good time for music, especially male singer-songwriters. Maybe we've come to that end now, and there might be like a surge of really good females come through, which I think is always good. I think any time there's a gap in the market of music, it gets filled quite quickly. So I think there'll probably be a surge of girls next. But yeah, it's been a good run. I think the boys have had a good run, and... I just feel privileged to still be a part of it, I suppose.
Ed Sheeran was inspired by you.
Yeah, he said that to me. And he's actually a really nice guy. He's one of the only people I've met who is just very down to earth, and he takes the success in the right way, I think. You know, he's got a good head on his shoulders, and I think he's put the work in, so that reflects in how he is, I think. But yeah, they're my competition as well, but I think... competition's healthy, and I don't mind a bit of competition.
Friendly rivalry.
Yeah.
Brit Awards this time next week. You've received a Brit Award, Best Male Artist.
Yeah, long time ago.
Long time ago, but still.
It's all dusty now.
Yeah, well. And you perform there. Just cast your mind back, James. Tell us what it was like to actually perform there, because it must have been quite nerve-wracking, and to actually win a Brit Award.
Well, I think I performed at the Brit Award launch party. I didn't actually perform at the Brits. Okay. But that was quite nerve-wracking. I mean, I was still only like 21 then. And the Brits was something I never thought I'd get to be a part of so soon. So I was quite nervous at that time. But I remember my main focus was like, don't cry. Just don't look like an idiot. But I just remember thinking, I just couldn't believe it. I still remember exactly what I felt. I just remember it being in total shock, really.
And who are you rooting for?
I like Jack Garrett. He's really good. I think he's just cool. He's got a really unique voice, and I mean, they're all really good. That's the thing. James Bay's obviously cleaning up, and Ed Sheeran, he could easily. I mean, I don't know. I think their music's been out for a few years, so I'm not. I don't know. I try not to take too much notice of the award things all the time and just concentrate on music. But they're all really good contenders. I think they all deserve to be there.